Hey, everybody. Citizen Kane joins us and then Congressman Burchett as we talk about blackmail in Congress. Great news out of Wisconsin and the latest from Nebraska. We need all of your voices to help us get this across the finish line. If you know anybody in Nebraska, help us out, everybody. Get involved by becoming a member, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Most important organization in the country is Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. This audience, the power of this audience is remarkable. We are moving the dial. Let's get this done. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Okay, everybody, watch out when two Midwestern patriots stay up till 2 a.m. trying to save the Republic. Joining us now is Kane from CitizenFreePress.com. Mr. Kane, this is far from over, but we've had an eventful 24 hours. Thank you for the support from CFP Nation. We might just get this fixed in Nebraska. Kane, your thoughts?
Unbelievable. And yeah, 4 a.m. for me, buddy.
It was, I think, 2:30 Eastern, and I had to call it. I had to cut it out. But Kane, this is, you said this yesterday in your post, this has bothered you for a while, this idea of like the Nebraska college quirk. And it seems like we might get this fixed, which would be a major blow to Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's huge. It's, you know, my one word answer there, unbelievable. It truly is remarkable what's happened in the last 24 hours. And really, it was just a 6-hour period yesterday. This would be a huge blow. As you said, look, Political Playbook led with it this morning. That was their lead story. Semaphore, Dave Weigel last night, a big report about how Democrats were caught completely off guard. And in that story from Weigel, you get a lot of positive sort of mention. And he talks about how this had been sitting there sort of dormant, no one paying attention. And in 6 hours, the power, you know, this is the power of citizen media and the power of your show and your Twitter reach and Citizen Free Press, our Twitter reach. And it's, you know, I was hit with endorphins. It felt like we won the state championship last night in hoops. You know, you and I playing on the same high school team. Like, this felt like we outsmarted them. We thought ahead. We used skills that we have that they weren't anticipating. We got this out there. It was picked up quickly. I mean, it was all you. It's amazing. You know, us, the rest of us came along for the ride. I'm happy to throw up 5 red headlines, though, anytime for a cause like this, because as you said, it's bothered me for a while. I had to look up the history this morning. This is has been in effect since 1991. So this is 2.5 decades where Nebraska has split their electoral votes. And the idea that it could get handled in 6 hours to the point where the governor of Nebraska is completely on board. It's, you know, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back too much, but
well, it's not over yet. Look, so now, no, it's right there in the red zone, right? So, you know, we just had a 55-yard completion. We're on the 5-yard line. We got 3 downs, right? Well, I think it's 4 down territory here, Kane. I think we're going for it. If we're on the 1-yard line.
So, what are the next steps?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, there's a fair amount of back and forth right now on procedural stuff. But let me tell you some breaking news that's excellent. The fear was that Democrats could filibuster this. Well, breaking this morning, a Democrat officially has changed his party affiliation in the Nebraska unicameral legislature, and he's changed it from Democrat to Republican. So Republicans have expanded their majority now, which basically makes it a filibuster-proof majority. We need to get this out of committee. We need to get this through the floor votes. Now, the excuses, Kane, that they're making is this. I'm going to read you one of the emails that one of our listeners received. And I don't want to demoralize people because we hear excuses all this time. And we just have to plow through them. LB-764 is currently in the Government Military Affairs Committee and has not been voted out. Furthermore, it does not have priority motion and would be unlikely to be scheduled for debate in the next 6 days of debate. Although I'm sympathetic to the cause, it's unlikely that LB-64 would be considered during this legislative session on the basis of procedural grounds. That's a bunch of rubbish. We've been told by the state party chair that we just need to make this the will to make this happen. Kane, what is your reaction? Again, I want to keep on making this a positive thing. I just don't think we should take no for an answer here. That just sounds like an excuse. Unless it's forbidden from the Nebraska Constitution, let's plow this forward.
Absolutely. We do it with... So it sounds like we need to keep the pressure on every day the rest of this week. CFP has had the phone numbers up for people to contact since yesterday, since about 24 hours ago. I'll keep hammering that. That's fantastic news about getting 33 and a filibuster proof majority. But it's still, you know, I don't know if we know who that email is from. I know I was talking with Andrew, your producer, before I came on air. We don't know, you know, but no, I never take no for an answer. I've never taken it in my life. It's not even look, we can win this with public pressure. This isn't it's not a structural impediment. He talked about it being further back in the line, wasn't part of the priorities. Well, we can change their priorities pretty quickly. What we've been able to do in the last 24 hours shows it. So I would say we just have to keep hammering it. You keep tweeting every time you get new information on this, and I'll throw it up at the top of the stack, and we'll keep after it. And I've got a new phone number that I got from Andrew, so I'll be putting that up when I get off this appearance. So, you know, I'm ready to work basically 24 hours a day until this thing gets fixed, because it's that important. You know, in case people don't completely understand why, Trump can flip Arizona, he can flip Nevada, and he can flip Georgia, and he can still lose by two electoral votes because of this quirk in Nebraska. Nebraska is a red state. As you said, no other Democrat red states would even consider doing this. Can you imagine this in California? Can you imagine it in New York? No chance.
Yeah,
it,
I mean,
should have been handled a long time.
Let's just play this out for everybody, okay? Let's pretend that the state of New Jersey had a goofy system like this. And Donald Trump had a path to electoral victory with one electoral vote in New Jersey that happens to tilt his way. Do you think for a second that the New Jersey legislature would sit on their hands or fill in the same, Washington, Oregon, Hawaii? I mean, just you pick it, right, Kane? That they would sit around and
no
be like,
chance.
You know, no. And so, but here's the thing is that I understand there's going to be a lot of excuses. So here's another excuse. They say, oh, there still might be filibuster and they might take a lot of time. And they say that it might go through the session. This needs to be top priority, guys. I'm not going to say that it's the most. I know that passing a budget and all that stuff in Nebraska is important. So, but what is the excuse here? Do we want to win? Do we want political power? Kane.
Yeah, and it's that vital. People need to understand how important these electoral votes could end up being. You know, imagine waking up on November 6th and we flipped Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and we still didn't win because Nebraska didn't deem it a high enough priority. It's a red state. No blue state would tolerate it. You mentioned New Jersey, Washington, Oregon. There is absolutely no chance. It would have been an effort led by the DNC. And so that sort of brings up, you know, where the RNC has been for the last 25 years. So nope, you know, we do not let up the pressure. We keep pounding this. I know that UTP Action is considering doing something in Nebraska
we're
next
do it.
Week.
On Tuesday, I'm going to Nebraska, and I hope to celebrate. I hope we get it done. But the Democrats are flying in from across the country. I hate to interrupt, Kane, but there all of a sudden, all the Democrats have been awake in the last 24 hours. We took them by surprise. This was the ultimate sneak attack. They had none of their forces out. All their fortresses were down. Their guards were down. And we have awoken a sleeping giant. It's a 5-alarm fire. They're parachuting people in like you wouldn't believe. But we're going there to celebrate. So, Kane, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, they absolutely are panicked. You did catch them off guard. Dave Weigel's piece in Semaphore, it's in the stack. I recommend that people read it. You'll see sort of what Charlie pulled off in the last 24 hours. Absolutely. If you're going to Nebraska next Tuesday, we'll be covering it live on Citizen Free Press. I will not stop pounding this. You know I have no life, right? This is sport to me.
We're Patriots, I get to relive. Are you kidding me? We get to relive the glory days.
That's right. I mean, this feels like competition to me. This is sports. This is pounding my opponent and then shoving his face into the grass and letting him know that he underestimated me and he probably shouldn't make that mistake again. So I won't stop for the next 7 days. CFP will be with the Charlie Kirk Show and your movement and this effort to get Nebraska finally to change this law. And look, it can't be that complicated. It's not a controversial thing. As long as we can get it out of committee, I feel like we can smoothly sail this to success.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile's been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of the show, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching quite easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find their best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. I love Patriot Mobile. Glenn is amazing. I was just hanging out with him in Scottsdale. Great guy, great American. Really terrific what they're doing. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. That is PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Mr. Kane, CitizenFreePress.com. What happened in Wisconsin last night? We had a great night.
What happened? Yeah, it was flipping everywhere. The leftist mayor of Wausau. I had to look up Wausau. You know, I vacationed there as a kid. And I had to look it up. 39,000 adults of voting age. Turnout was around 12, 13,000 votes, I think. So it actually wasn't bad given the snowy conditions in Wisconsin yesterday. So we had the lefty flip. That was a huge surprise for her to lose. Then Zuckerbucks, right? The greatest branding that our side has ever come up with. Zuckerbucks goes down. Question one goes down 56-44. Which basically now bans all outside money, outside influence on state elections. And then question two lost 59-41 last I checked. And that is essentially something about election workers and not allowing unofficial election workers, essentially paid for by Zuckerbucks, to be involved in the process. So these are two huge wins. They were big shockers. I don't think Wisconsin was expecting it. The Wausau, you know, that's what I always analyze when I read these stories, is you can pick up the bias behind it. And the Wausau Herald, they were not expecting their mayor to lose. And based on several stories I have in the stack from national and regional publications, it sounds like no one in Wisconsin thought they were going to lose on these resolutions. So I think, you know, I'll wrap it up. But I think Trump being in Wisconsin helped drive people to the polls. He brought more attention to Zuckerbucks. And the fact that our side was motivated to get out and vote for something other than just Trump, the obvious winner already of the primary. So I think there's a small lesson there that we should learn about putting things on ballots in swing states that could help us with turnout in November. And I'll add lastly, very quickly, I looked up the numbers last night. Minnesota and Virginia are in play. They are both. The Real Clear Politics numbers show those leads at 3-4% for Biden. And those were not including Kennedy or any of the other extra candidates. So you add this Zuckerbucks thing, the possibility that some Republicans could be listening and decide to get these same amendments, referendums on their ballots in November. And you might even get an additional draw because it's a winning issue. It's a winning issue.
So the question is, Kane, we have the momentum on our side right now. If we get this Nebraska thing sorted out, we get Zuckerbucks gone in Wisconsin. We have Latinos and Hispanics that are defecting in huge numbers, young men that are coming our way, the Israel issue, which is turning Michigan into play. But we have to have a commitment to win, because here's the last thing, Kane, you know this. The Democrats are about to get nastier than we've ever seen them. So you guys better buckle up. They are going to get personal. They are going to get to outrage because all of a sudden they realize that we're starting to turn the corner on the boring stuff. Outlawing drop boxes, getting the Electoral College fixed, ballot custody stuff. As soon as we start fighting in the quote-unquote boring stuff, chasing votes, chasing ballots, fixing the Electoral College in Nebraska, that's really when they're going to start to become unhinged. Final thoughts, Kane.
Yeah, it's a good warning. And you mentioned all the things, right? Banning drop boxes, momentum from Wisconsin, momentum, what we're doing, trying to accomplish in Nebraska. And then, you know, the multiple tickets. I put up a tweet last night, multiple candidates on these ballots. Scott Pressler is trying to get Cornell West on the North Carolina ballot. Why is that important? Huge black voting population in North Carolina. He could probably take another 1.5 to 2%. So I think the Democrats are absolutely panicked. They see all these things. And I think of all the things that they're most frightened about, it's Kennedy, Jill Stein, and Cornell West. And so we have to continue to sort of, you know, keep driving on all paths that we're currently on and continue to sort of get out the vote. Because in the end, you know, you and I both know this is a turnout election. All of these polls are within the margin of error.
It's all right there.
We're up four.
And the RFK factor, we cannot dismiss the RFK factor. The RFK factor is massive. And Kane, I hate to, you know, toot our own horn, but have we not been on the RFK thing for 9 months and now people are just waking up to it?
Yeah, it's because we're fanatics. Anytime a third candidate possibly mentions getting in the race, you and I were all over it. So, yeah, I mean, it's the first thing I thought of 9 months ago whenever Kennedy entered was who is he going to take more votes from? So, yeah, we're following this. We got to keep fighting it. Democrats are going to get nastier. They are going to get more panicked.
Yes.
But again, folks, this is margin of error stuff.
That's
turnout will
right.
determine it.
This
we
is,
can still lose unless we have everyone.
This is turbulence before the breakthrough. Okay? So buckle up.
Yeah.
It's about to get
yeah.
bumpy. But there are sunny skies ahead if we get through it. Kane, you're the man. Check out citizenfreepress.com. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest rate credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. With Pivotal Debt Solutions, you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so you owe less, stop these threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line is they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first to talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can get you out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That is zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Joining us now is someone who I've admired for quite some time. I find him to be hilarious as he is patriotic and a terrific lawmaker. That is Congressman Burchett. He does a great job. Congressman, welcome to the program. Thank you for taking time. Lots to discuss. You're from Tennessee's 2nd Congressional District. I guess my first question is, what is your reaction to the ever-vanishing House majority and these colleagues that just seem to be disappearing every couple of weeks? For those of us that are working hard to try to maintain these majorities, it's maddening.
Yeah, I agree with you. I used to have, when I was in the State House in Tennessee, we had a Democrat speaker. His name was Jimmy Nafee, and he'd say, Burchett, if you didn't want to work, you shouldn't have hired on. And that's what I sort of think. These guys, you know, if they didn't want to work, they weren't in it for the fight. They shouldn't have hired on. Everybody's, you know, you're in the minority. The Democrats, your buddies, they'll feed you a little bit, just enough to keep you on because they know they can't beat you. And you live with that and you draw your fat paycheck and you go home and you rail on the Democrats at home. And then you go back to D.C. and vote with them. Or you're just completely fed up with it. But then again, you still should wait to the end of your term. I mean, you do take an oath. So I sort of think that it's, you know, if you weren't in it for the fight, brother, you shouldn't have run. And then when you're in the majority, you know, what do you do with it? You just squander it. You spend money like Democrats. So what's the difference? I hope we get some people in with some guts, really. That would be my, at least have some conservative principles and we'll stick with them and not get to, you know, not drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak, and just and become part of the Uniparty, which is really what we've got that runs D.C., as you know.
That's right. And so, Congressman, I want to try to isolate one of the issues that I know you care about the most, which is spending. We don't talk about it enough. We are borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. Explain to me why your colleagues are so indifferent to the generational theft that is occurring in real time in Washington, D.C.
Because a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are more concerned about staying in power than anything else. Now, again, I go back to my days in the state legislature and we try to figure out, you'd be in the closed door meeting and they try to, some of these guys would just figure out something to get them through the next election. And that's why we're $35 trillion in debt, as you stated. We're 100, every 100 days we had another trillion because they don't have the guts, man. They got into it for the easy ride. And when it got a little rough, they start bailing. And it's just, it disgusts me. I say good riddance. You know, I'm tired of it. If they're going to leave in the middle of their term or what have you, we're better off to know now. But, you know, here we are, one person leave. Boebert's had emergency surgery last night, I think, or the day before. She's out. So we're basically at a tied position. And that's the way they left us. And you got to figure some of these people are compromised. I mean, they know they're getting squeezed. They say, hey, this stuff's going to come out on you. You need to bail, or you stay and do whatever we say to do.
So tell us more about that. You famously spoke to Benny Johnson. You said, someone will whisper in your ear and say that we got a picture of you with a naked girl. So what? Tell us more. Have you heard of these conversations occurring? And who's the ones that are doing the threatening?
Well, oddly enough, right after I had that conversation with Benny, there was a huge bust up in Washington, in the Washington area, and it was a Asian, I believe it was Chinese, oddly enough, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, whatever. They're everywhere. They know how many paper clips we use in the Longworth building. I mean, they are everywhere. And that was given to me by former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. That little bit of information. But right after I had that conversation with him, that ring was busted right there. And they said, who are their clients? They said elected officials. And then they went on to say government contractors and high ranking government employees. But, you know, oddly enough, they never did release a name. They never did release a name. So that's hanging over the head of a lot of people, I would say. And a lot of them aren't as slick as they think they are. And these people own them. And that's how they do it. You know, it's almost prophetic. I said it. And then a week later, that ring was busted. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a sex trap or a honeypot. You know, your sister, your wife or your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or maybe a combination thereof has a job with some big defense contractor or somebody else. Work for some big lobbying firm, making a couple of $100,000 at a no-show job. You know, that's the type of thing that goes on. And I guess technically it's legal, but I question its ethics. So, you know, and same with stocks and everything else, right? You know, we had when we gave $114 billion to Ukraine to spend as they will, there was also a missile defense system that the president, I believe he might have done it by executive order. I'm not sure if or it was tucked into a bill. But I remembered people in both parties, guess what? They had bought stock in that missile defense company, some of them within just a couple of weeks before the decision was made by the White House to do that. And so what it did was it sent our missile defense system to Ukraine, but then it left us in a dangerous, precarious situation. So guess what? We had a no-bid contract out to replenish our missile supply. And lo and behold, Republicans and Democrats own stock in it. And there we are, $35 trillion in debt. I mean, you know, it's circuitous. You can just follow the route around and around. And yet nobody, these people still get reelected. They go home, they're Lincoln Day. You've been to them, Reagan Day dinners. They get up and throw out the red meat. Man, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. If it only wasn't for those Democrats, you know. And then what do? They go back to D.C. and they're like, man, let's let's don't make me vote on this thing, guys. I can't, we can't do that, you know, and it's just, it's bogus. I wish people would get more informed, but when 15% of the population of Knox County, my own town, vote in a major election, what do you expect you're going to get?
So the blackmail operation, do you think, so are you trying to say that when there's consequential votes and or some of these resignations, there's powers to be that might be doing whispering in their ear? And how do we fight back against that? Elect people that are virtuous?
Yeah, well, you gotta, I mean, it's a blood oath almost. I don't know. They trap good people too. And some people are just disgusted with it and they're not made for the fight. And I get that. You know, I get that. That's how these guns behind me here were guns my dad took off of people that he actually killed in the Pacific. They're Japanese rifles, you know, and he would tell me stories about guys coming off the front lines that were just shook up, had shell shock, shouldn't have been there. And they weren't in it. In the beginning, they signed up for noble reasons, but were not capable of handling it. And to a smaller degree, I think you've got people like that in Congress. They get a phone call and they fold, man. They fold like a house of cards. And it just happens every, you see a major vote and you look up on the board and you see a couple of good people. You wonder why they voted that way, why they voted for something, why they voted against something. And I'm sure happens on both sides of the aisle. It's the oldest trick in the book. It's the Russians, you know, they had a name for it. The Chinese even have a code for it, of how they've infiltrated. And, you know, the Chinese, though, they're playing the long ball. You know, we're playing checkers and they're playing an advanced form of chess. They're hooking up with these guys and gals when they're in the student they're in their student government association or something, and they hundreds of these people are out there, and occasionally they get a United States congressman that's sitting on the intelligence committee,
like Swalwell,
and then Speaker Pelosi refused to kick him off.
Well, but I mean, you know, but here's what drives me nuts. Why did I don't know how you voted. I can imagine how you did. Why did we kick Santos out while all these other people remain? I don't know how you voted, but
no, I voted to keep Santos.
Yeah, okay. I figured as such. It's the stupidest thing. And now we don't even have a majority. Boebert is getting emergency surgery. McCarthy resigned. Ken Buck is a CNN contributor. Gallagher is going to go work for Palantir. What are we doing here?
We're gutless, man. We got no long game. I mean, Santos, I mean, he's a friend of mine, actually. We text every now and then, but you know, he wasn't as everything. If he's guilty of everything, yeah, that's reality. But he was never found guilty. We never found him guilty. He was never been before a court of law. He was just accused of a lot of things, and so we are so short-sighted, Charlie. Man, it's just unbelievable. And you know, they couldn't kick him out fast enough. And the Democrats were eager to do so. And all that did. And then we replaced him with a Democrat back in Congress that had been there before. And man, we just can't. I would hope the American people, though, see what's going on and just create such a shakeup this go round that we clean it up. And it's going to have to happen in these primaries and in the generals, frankly. You can't just elect Trump and go home. That's the trouble with conservatives. We do this every time. We elect Trump. We back him up with some moderate to liberal Republicans. We elected Ronald Reagan, for goodness sakes. But we always forget down ballot. And the one thing that COVID showed us, you know, during our kids looking over our kids' shoulders at their schools on their computers from home, some of the garbage these public educators were forcing down, pornography, for instance. And then the school moms were being accused of being domestic terrorists by the FBI. And so that's the consequences. That's the consequences of 20 million people deciding, conservatives, so-called conservatives, decided to take their election views from The View and not from their own conscience.
For years, I've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues, especially true if you're a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I want to tell you about how Turning Point Academy is working with the Herzog Foundation, how you at home can also benefit from it. They have an online publication called The Lion and also Making the Leap. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. Go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. So check it out right now, HerzogFoundation.com. Portions of The Charlie Kirk Show are brought to you in part by the Stanley M. Herzog Foundation. That is HerzogFoundation.com. So, Congressman, what is going on with this Ukraine thing? I don't understand it. It's a loan. It's a payment. What's going on here? There's a vote that's been announced next week. Walk us through it.
Well, I hate to correct you. My name is Burchett, like the tree and F. No, you're all right. You're all right. You're great. I'm glad to be. I don't care what you call me. At least you call me something. That's fine. I'm so grateful. Wonderful show. A lot of my folks watch it and listen. Ukraine, of course. Here we are slipping into another war. It's very Vietnam-esque. You know, first we send the money, they steal a bunch of it. Then we send armament and we say, well, it's a little complicated. We're going to send our people over there to help you figure out how to do it. And then we start sending more advisors, and then we start sending troops, and then, you know, and then they start shipping body bags full of our young men home. And I'm afraid that this time, but it'd be young men and women. I just feel us slipping into a never-ending war with a country, Russia, whose GDP is somewhere between Canada and France. And so we've just continued to send money there to a country that's actually the second most corrupt country in Europe, if you can imagine that. And, you know, you hear story after story of armaments not getting to where they're supposed to be. Pistols, for instance, and night vision goggles, two things that are heavy on the black market. We've got no record of where they've been or where they're going. You're constantly hearing of the president over there firing people that are close to him. And that's allegedly for corruption. And it's just on down the line. And here we are trying to protect Ukraine's border with Russia when we won't even give our own country a penny to put up a wall. To me, it's very ironic. It's crooked. As we say in East Tennessee, it's crooked as a dog's leg, and it's the whole thing just stinks. I hate it. I hate for the civilians that are caught into it in the middle of it, but it's Europe's war, and they need to step up to the plate. And for the longest time, the number two country that was supporting behind us was was Estonia, for goodness sakes. You know, Germany, England. They need to step. France, they all need to step up. It's their war. And, you know, we have a history of getting into their wars and taking care of business. But this is not that time.
Congressman, thank you for your leadership and thank you for your clarity and wisdom. We're going to be watching carefully and closely, and I hope that we'll be able to, over the years, send more members with gusto so they could fight alongside of you. Keep the faith.
Thank you, Charlie.
We're getting thousands of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. You, the audience, you are the ones that deserve credit here. In fact, this is one of the reasons I think why this thing came alive is because so many of you, you sit around and you say, use me. Use me. What can I do? What can I do? It's too early to chase ballots, too early to make. And then boom, you guys are emboldened to get another electoral vote, especially in Nebraska. I cannot emphasize this enough. If you're out of state, you got to be a little careful because Nebraska, if I lived in Nebraska, I wouldn't want someone from California to tell me what to do, Republican or Democrat. So you got to be careful with that. But if you live in Nebraska, woof, this is your time. This is your time to step up. I would call everybody in my phone book. I would go down to the Capitol. I would individually lobby. If I lived in Nebraska right now, this would be all out. It would be the number one priority. It would be calls. It would be texts. It would be meetings. It would be getting pastors. And if you're out of state, you can email, that's fine. But this is really an in-state thing. This has got to be a Nebraska-led thing. And the Nebraska attitude has always been so exceptional. You know, people call it a flyover state. It's not. I think that's insulting. In fact, you know what? If there's one last final argument as to why Nebraska should do this, keeping that one vote in Omaha gives power to the people that think you're a flyover state. There's only one political party that actually gives a voice to Nebraska. They wrote this book, White Rule Rage. They don't like you. They don't want you guys. They just want you guys to go into the oblivion. They're happy to take the most liberal sliver they have in Omaha and run away and say thanks for shopping. Let's make it a winner take all. We're going to stay on this thing. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Lovingly contact the members of the Nebraska unicameral legislature. Stay on this. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.